on the occasion of Saraswati Avahana Day. From today, 3 days is Saraswati Puja. Also, it is Vyasa Puja Day on Mula Nakshatra. When the Mula Nakshatra comes, that is the day Saraswati Puja starts. First 3 days of Navratri dedicated to Durga. Second 3 days is Lakshmi, and last three is Saraswati Puja. Saraswati Puja, there is in Durga Sukta, there is a mantra, Vishwani no Durgaha Jata Vedu Sindhun Na Nava Duritati Agnihi. Duritati Parishi. Duritati Parishi, it is talking about Vishwani no Durgaha. This samsara, this world, is very difficult to cross over. We need a solid boat, solid rock, solid nava. We need a good boat. Boarding on that one, we can cross over. Nava, we need a strong boat so that we can sail across. Sail across this very difficult journey, and may Durga, we offer ourselves, our oblation in the fire called as Durga. And we bank on so many people wanting them to sail us across. We are banking on so many people. All the people, whatever we bank on in the world, they are the boat with holes. It's not only they sink, they make us also sink. This mantra, Durga Sukta, says, you are the boat, sure boat, to sail me across this difficult journey called as samsara. This Nava, Nava means nine. Nine nights of celebration. Navaratri, there are two Navaratris. One comes in the first month of Indian calendar called as Chaitra. It comes in Vasanta Rutu. The spring, in Indian time, it's a spring. The first month is Chaitra, leading up to Ramanavami. It's the first Navaratri. The second one, this is the seventh month according to the Indian calendar. It's Sharan Navratri, Sharad Rutu. Sharad Rutu, this season is called as after rainy season, Varsha. Varsha Rutu has ended in the in Indian subcontinent. After the earth has been soaked, now it is a calm period. Very calm period, green everywhere in the Sharad Rutum, Ashwayuja Masa, in the month of Ashwayuja, nine nights of celebration. Nava, Nava means also new, renewed, renewed energy. We, Ava, Nava, Na, Nava, Na, Ava, Ava means protection. We have no protection in this world. We cannot expect protection from anyone. Maybe the government or Centrelink or your Medicare or doctors or children, your husband, wife. Na ava. Ava means avatumam, avatuvaktaram. Ava means protection. Na ava, there is no protection for us except from the God. God alone can give us the protection. Nobody can give us the protection for us. And in the Navaratri, no other protection but you. For that we are invoking the grace of the Goddess. In the first, in the Chaitra Masa, 9 days, we are invoking the grace of Purusha. Ramachandra, here, nine nights of the Prakriti. What it is talking about, our worship confined to the prayer room or to the temple is not enough. In the Purusha, in the temple, Purusha, you go and worship in the temple alone is not enough. this is called as prakriti, nature. Nature, everywhere that tree is there, earth is there, waterways is there, we have an obligation to look after the, protect the nature also. Not just the going to the temple and offering, we have to look after our the nature. Prakriti, because of the prakriti, we are sustained. We have an obligation to look after the prakriti. Our prayer is not just the temple or place of worship. We have to look after the prakriti also. Prakriti gives us the platform for us to evolve. Without the platform, we can't exist. There is a reason why we are born in a certain country, certain family, certain surroundings, certain siblings. They are all also part of the prakriti. The outer prakriti and inner prakriti must match. Our yoga is it tells us how to tune yourself so that outer prakriti doesn't match. So many contradictions will be there. How to manage the contradiction, yoga teaches. But prakriti is important. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about in the 7th chapter, we learned, Bhumirapo analo vayuhu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme binna prakriti ashtada. Prakriti, 8 type of prakriti, Sri Krishna talks about, it is coming out of me. Prakriti also coming out of me, like Bhumi, earth, apa, water, Bhumi, apa, anala means fire, Bhumi, rapo, analo, vayuhu, air element, kam, it's a space, ether element, mana, buddhi, ahankara. These are the prakriti on which we are thrown to play the game of our life. Everyone, we have to utilize these eight ways of my prakriti. Sri Krishna talks about, you have to utilize that one to play the game in the prakriti. There is a lower prakriti and higher prakriti. And Sri Krishna talks about up to the Brahma, from humans and other animals up to Brahma, all are bound by prakriti. Lakshmi Tattva, Sri Tattva, Prakriti, even Brahma, though he has much more freedom than us, even he is confined. He is confined under the sway of Prakriti. Under the, Sri Krishna talks about, Etadyonini bhutani sarvani tyupadaraya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastata. Sri Krishna talks about etad yonini bhutani. I use the prakriti. Prakriti, my consort, as a media to create and dissolve the things. Everything comes. Lord also utilizes the prakriti as a means to the operate. And Sri Krishna is talking about everyone is bound by 3 gunas. Prakriti is nothing but a guna. In the Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, it talks about Tribir Gunae. In the 7th chapter also, Tribir Gunae Mae Bhave Evam Sarvam Idam Jagatam Mohitam Nabijanati Mamebhya Paramavyayam. And people confused. Everyone is bound by the 3 cords. 3 cords. One is called as sattvic cord. Second is rajasic cord. Another is tamasic cord. This is a prakriti. Prakriti in the 14th chapter, if you read, talks about everyone is bound by 3 ropes. This is a prakriti. We are all bound. Today's theme, they were talking about red. Red theme, it is talking about Rajoguna. Rajoguna in the scripture talks about red. And Sattvic Guna talks about white color. And Tamoguna represents black, the black color. This combination of these 3 colors makes the whole world in that talks about the again and again being born. They combine that white and talks about the two the goats are there. This goat, red and black goat, they're not satisfied, keep on procreating, resulting in the whole world. Rajoguna and Tamoguna, mixture of that one, results at times white. These three colors, the Upanishad also again and again talks about that one. And Tribir Gunai Maye Bhavai, and for what is the solution? Sri Krishna says everyone is bound. Devi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Maya Yetam Tarantite. Sri Krishna says everyone in Navratri time, people, they worship the Prakriti. Please set me free. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says it won't help. Devi Hesha Gunamayi. This Guna, three Prakriti, Gunamayi, it is my. I am putting people in the rope. Mameva ye prapadyante. Those who are devoted to me alone, the Prakriti set them free. That by worshipping only the Prakriti, you will be bound more and more. Sri Krishna talks about mame, mama, eva prapadyante. Seek me alone, Goddess Prakriti will be so happy. Prakriti is always, she is a consort of the Purusha, and she will be happy, most pleased if you are devoted to Prakriti. And if you are only devoted to the Navratri, only worshipping the Devi, so more and more you get entangled. For example, in Navratri, to do the Shakti Aradhana, so much of rituals are so strict. Small mistake in that one, it's a, there is an implication, whereas worshipping the Lord, even there is a shortfall, there is no negative impact. Sri Krishna says, I am very easy to approach. Whereas the Shakti Puja, you have to morning till evening, you are fasting and you should not talk and offering. So meticulous, very rigid process. Whereas worshipping the Lord, very easy. Sri Krishna says, Mameva prapadyante maya etam tarantite. In the 14th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about idam shariram kaunteya kshetram ityabhidiyate etadyo vetityo vetitam prahu kshetrajnam ititadvidaha. Idam, Sri Krishna says, for this soul, jiva, this body is a prakriti. This body is a field. You can't, this field, Sri Krishna says in the 14th chapter, we are just a pawn, helplessly we are made to play. This is, we have no control over the field. Sri Krishna says, this prakriti is the field given for the soul to play. The knower of this field, Sri Krishna says, he is the knower of this field. We ourselves do not know. If I have a stomach pain, I don't know what is wrong. If I have a, I can't see, I don't know what is the problem. Though I say it is my body has no control. I have no control on my eyesight, my hearing, my stomach, my limbs. Though I am just a resident here. I am a casual resident. I am not a permanent resident. And here, and no signing authority. I have no signing authority. And whatever they say, I am here. And it will be evicted without notice. and it's a kshetra, kshetrajna. And Shri Krishna is Bhagavad Gita is called, he is calling himself, and Paramapurusha, when he operates through Brahma for creation, he himself takes the portfolio of sustenance, and he takes the operates through Lord Shiva for destruction. He is the only energy. So Shiva, Brahma or Vishnu, they operate through the Prakriti. Prakriti along with Shiva as a Parvati, the energy, it is called as a Shakti. They operate through the energy called a Shakti. Shiva operates through Parvati. Parvati is energy. Brahma operates through Saraswati. Vishnu operates through Lakshmi. Through the Brahma, the creation, you need a knowledge. You get the knowledge through Saraswati. Saraswati namastubhyam varade kamaropini vidyarambam karishyami siddhir bhavatu me sada. That Saraswati, the Brahma utilizes Saraswati as an energy for creation. And Shiva operates through Parvati. Parvati, if you go to that Bengal, there is a picture also. Shiva is lying down, Kali is dancing on that one. Shiva means all pure. Shiva, and Shiva, when the purity has gone, it is called as Shava. Shava and Shiva are close by. The Kali dances on the corpse, indicating the energy where the she does the Thandava Nritya. Even Shiva seeks her the energy for doing the destruction. And Vishnu, to sustain, we need resource. It is through Lakshmi Tattva. We need Lakshmi. We are seeking the Lakshmi. We have to seek the Sattvic Lakshmi. Asattvic Lakshmi, collecting the money by wrong means, it is called as Alakshmi. It appears to be wealth, but it will lead to our own destruction. We need the Sattvic Lakshmi. In the Sri Sukta talks about Alakshmir me nashyatam. Alakshmi, the negative Lakshmi, may it get destroyed in our life. Only the positive wealth, what we acquire, what we do the sadhana, what we acquire, that alone last. Whatever wrong means you acquire in front of your own eyes, it gets dissolved. And this energy in the body, jiva is also called as purusha. Purusha, to operate, we need the shakti. In the yoga, we talked about the chakra, Muladhara, Chakra, and Swadhisthana, Manipura, here Anahata Chakra and Vishuddha Chakra. This Shakti has to pierce through them. In Lalita Sahasranama, it is talking about the Muladhara, these chakras. It talks about, gives the Muladhara by the name Brahma. It is talking about Swadhisthana Chakra as Vishnu. It is talking about Manipura Chakra as Rudra. It is talking about Anahata Chakra as Shiva. It is talking about Vishuddha Chakra as Sadashiva. Sadashiva, this energy has to go through that one. The Muladhara Chakra, Earth, it is Brahma. Brahma means earth. Earth is so vast. Brahma means expansive, so big. It is called as Brahma. Swadhisthana Chakra, water element, water expands. Expands, Vishnu means Vishati iti Vishnu. One which spreads is called as water element. Rudra, navel, it is called as Rudra. Rudra means one which makes us cry, fire element. If we put our hand in the fire, it burns. That is called as Rudra. And here, in the heart center, Shiva. Shiva means all pure. Heart center is pure. Air purifies everything. And here, Sadashiva is untouched by, space is untouched by any impurities. Here, this energy, Shakti has to travel through, pierce through this one. When it pierces through, it comes to here. All deities are saying, in the scriptures are talking about Trinetra. All Deva, Devis, they have the third eye. Here, it is a place of third intuition, creativity. We are operating only on based on intelligence. Divine beings operate intuitively through the intuition center. Through the intuition center, we put so much of focus on the intelligence. It is talking about divine beings. Here, intuition, which is leading to the lasting happiness within. The Sahasrara Chakra. The Shakti in the body elevates our personality up. When the soul energy starts moving up through the Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, here Anahata Chakra, Vishuddha Chakra, Ajna Chakra and Sahasrara Chakra, see this Jiva gets merged with the Paramapurusha. In the Upanishad, that talks about Yatha Nadya Sendamano Samudre Astam Gachanti Nama Rupa Vihaya Tata Vidvan Nama Rupa Vimukta Parat Param Purusha Mupaiti Divyam. Like a river, when it reaches in the, so many rivers are there, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati and Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri and so many Satluj, Bias. When it reaches the ocean, when it reaches and we can't differentiate which one is Ganga and which one it has gone. One has gone and for example, in the Havan, they say if you are doing a Yajna, put some samagris, put some nuts, some ghee and firewood. When you put that one, when it get consumed, you can't differentiate which samagri you put where. It get consumed like a river. When it merges the ocean, it loses its identity, nama rupa. It loses, Ganga has merged with the ocean, you can't say this is Ganga. It is a ocean. Ocean is a higher one. For example, in the scriptures talk about, suppose you take a bath in the ocean, then don't come and take the bath in a river. When you are taken for Grahana time, you take a bath, special occasion. It is higher. All rivers have merged. You have taken a higher one, not to take a bath there. And in India also, that we don't know, we lost the how to pray also. When you, for example, you go to Tirupati, for example, you have gone to Tirupati, had a good darshan, when you are coming back, not to get into some temple worshipping some bhutas or pretas. When you have gone there, so you don't have faith in that one, you are going here. When you have done that one, not to come here. when you have taken a bath in the ocean, not to come and take a bath in a river. Or other way, you take a river bath and go into the ocean, that is good. Not when you are higher, not to come down. Not to come down, it is a nama rupa vihaya tata vidvan, one who has known that one, when one who has transcended the sadhaka, when he or she moves and leaves the body, offers everything to Lord, that person never says, this is mine. This is mine, copyright. The devotee is the one offers everything to the Lord. Never clings on, this is mine, my contribution. My this one, nama rupa vihaya, devotee completely offers, not get carried away by the name and rupa. One he, when leaves the body, never clings on to the name and form. One who is identified oneself with the name and form, that means the karma is not yet finished, that person has to come back again. It is, the scripture is talking about devotion, offer completely, completely. In Bhagavatam, there is a story, Akrura invites at the behest of Kamsa, I am tired of this Krishna, I want to kill him, bring him. So Akrura brings him to Mathura, and Akrura requests him, please bring him, please come to my house and grace my house. Sri Krishna says, I will come after my job. Job is done. The job is not yet done. I am not coming now. So he went to the one laundry man and cloth merchant. He was Kamsa's dobiwala, Kamsa's washerman, and all top quality cloths, top quality. Sri Krishna says, cloths look so good, I want to have, can you give it to me? He started abusing him, how dare you ask that one? You are fit to, it's a very ordinary, you are a gulla, you are a ordinary cowherd, how dare you ask this one? If you ask further, I will going to kill you. He told that one, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and with one blow he finished him off. All the, he was a Kamsa's nature. And further when he went, and another cloth merchant was there, and Sri Krishna had told this Dobiwala, if you give the cloth, all everything you will get. Whatever you aspire, you will get. But this, he did not heed. Another small, this boy went to another one. If you can give me, you will get everything what you wanted. He immediately offered, please take whatever you want. He offered that one. And Sri Krishna in Bhagavatam says, that person who offered everything, this is not mine, this is yours. That person, and at the end of his life, he got the form of Lord Sri Krishna. He attained the form of Lord Sri Krishna, and he got, in the last minute, he had a brilliant memory of Lord. He did not forget the Lord in the last minute. That what Lord said, when you offer everything, even so devoted, in the devotion, why it is sadhana, form is required. In the talks about sarupya, salokya, sayujya, the three types of mukti, in the scripture talks about salokya. Salokya means you are in the loka, in the place of the illumined people. For example, you have come to Melbourne, you are in Melbourne. maybe close by or further, it's a Melbourne 100 kilometer radius. You are somewhere. It's a Salokya. And Sarupya means the close attendants of the Lord also have Chaturbhuja. They look alike. And scriptures talk about many people, Sattvic people, when they depart, they have a vision of the Chaturbhuja messenger. They come to take them. They Chaturbhuja, they have the Sarupya. They have the same form messengers. And Sayujya, another highest form, Sayujya, Lord Ramachandra says to Hanuman, come to Sayujya. You will enjoy in the close proximity. Within, you come there. Hanuman said, no, I want to keep on doing your japa and serve your creation. But Hanuman will ultimately get that one, but it's a Sayujya. What it is talking about this shloka, it's a nama rupa vihaya. When you are not clinging to parat param purusham upaiti divyam, you are not hanging on, one attains the highest. The sadhana is possible who have shrugged off the tamasi guna. Parvati represents tamoguna. Tamoguna indicates she brings in tamoguna, negative energy makes us dull. Her, we need her blessing to come off the negative energy. Saraswati binds us with the rajoguna, the creative, highly dynamic. I don't know how to relax myself. Lakshmi, the prosperity, sattvic prosperity brings calmness, serenity within. Laye sambodaye chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyam. Sakashayam vijaniyam punar chalayet. Shri Krishna, it is talking about Upanishad, talking about from the tamoguna, using the shrug off your tamoguna, lethargyness, using the tamoguna as a platform to rise up. Be highly dynamic. Highly dynamic itself is not, I'm working 9 to 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours. Highly dynamic. I don't know how to rest. I can't sleep. Someone in American class, he was saying that he can't sleep. So dynamic. Always switched on. Daytime so busy. Doesn't know how to rest. And that also has to come down. And sattvi guna. Calmness. Serenity. Contentment. Tamo guna. Sattva guna. When it happens, the price we become, that person becomes a value for oneself. Value for the family, value for the community, value for the whole world. This Navaratri says, Prakriti Tattva, Parvati Tattva. It is not saying that Parvati is it's a tamoguna. She, Parvati is a highly sattvic, but she is operating, her job is to do that one. Shiva, destruction, Shiva is a most pure. His job, he is doing a service of the Lord. His job is to annihilate. If the death is not there, we become unstoppable. Because of Shiva alone, scared of the death, world is in order. If we are all immortal, we become unstoppable and world would become not a good place to live. We need Shiva's blessing so that the negative energy, even the distraction happens. Middle East, whatever is happening, it is a Shiva's Tandava Nritya. In Sunday class, I will talk about if that it's a, continuously it is playing. If on a springtime, so many roses are there, so many roses, but As the roses come out, rose plant is full of insects also. So, behind every creation, destruction follows. Destruction follows. We can't say we don't want any insect. Whatever good creation is there, Shiva is coming and devouring. Devouring that the Parvati is blessing. Yes, even my death also be blissful experience. May my living be a blissful experience. May my learning also be blissful experience. Nava, nava means new. New, na ava. Apart from you, nobody can provide you. Nava, rati. Rati means give. Ava, ava means I mentioned in the beginning. Ava means protection. One who gives the protection for us to elevate ourselves through the negative energy, move through the dynamic energy and settle down at peace. This is possible by getting through the Prakriti, which we can get the blessing from Prakriti only when we invoke the grace of the Lord. It's the message of Navaratri and...